Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Did you know that a dog can make about 100 different facial expressions? Or that astronauts can grow 2 inches taller while in space? The 2021 edition of the New York Times best-selling National Geographic Kids Almanac 2021, the U.S. edition, is out, and it features all new animal tales, explorer profiles, awesome inventions, and fresh challenges for curious kids who want to learn all about the wonderful world we live in and everything in it. And to take us into that world is Vice President and Editorial Director for National Geographic Kids Books, Becky Baines. Becky, thanks for joining me on Lincoln Live today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Take us into your world, gracious sakes. There is just so much information. It's all color-coded, and it's just perfect for kids. Age group for the parents listening to us today. Age group for your book.
Yeah, so this book is really geared and written towards kids 8 to 12, but with as information packed as it is, you know, this one is really, really good for the whole family, especially during the times we've been having recently. It's a great way to engage kids in a product that's both educational and really fun, and parents can learn a whole lot too. So I would say get the whole family around to read this one.
And folks, if it's National Geographic, you know it is a quality publication. What's new in this year's edition?
So every year when we bring out the almanac, we update with about 40% new content. So this book is so chock full of information, and we want it to be a reliable, kind of fun reference book for kids. So we have everything in here from capitals of states to country information, continents, maps, how the water cycle works, how your body works. And so this is, you know, kind of evergreen information that doesn't tend to change year after year. So that's the information that we make sure we go through, and there's no updates. If there's any outdated content, we'll update that. But that's really good, like, report information that kids can go to kind of help with their homework. But on top of that, within each section, and there are 11 different sections in the book, we start with a Your World section, which goes through anything timely that may have happened that year. So in this one, we have newly discovered animals, wacky weather phenomenon. I didn't know that this year there was an ice tsunami in Canada off Lake Erie. I didn't even know an ice tsunami was a thing that could happen, but apparently it can. We have awesome exploration, amazing animals, wonders of nature, space and earth, fun and games, science and technology, culture, going green, history happens, and geography rocks. So within each one of those sections, along with kind of our staple information that's always there, we have all these fun feature contents that are new. You know, within animals, we have the top 10 cutest animals of 2021. We have information on newly discovered dinosaurs. You know, in our history section, we have a whole feature on spies and code breakers and space archaeology, how scientists are now using satellites to find new archaeological sites based on irregularities found on Google Earth. So there's all sorts of cool, fun stuff that kids get with every new edition of the almanac.
Here's how I started preparing for our conversation. I start at the beginning. Actually, here's what I do more times than not. I'll just randomly flip through the pages and stop, and that'll be a point on which we talk. I'll do that again and again. And I found myself with about 20 different topics to talk about it, and there is so much more subject than time here. So there's everything from a rooftop pool on page 17 to some awesome extreme sports on page 28, photo tips, getting started. So there's a photography section on page 32. There's everything you wanted to know about coral reefs. One that always gets our attention here in Nebraska, Becky, is the tornado section, or the weather section, weather and climate section. And on page 107, you describe in detail for a kid what is a tornado.
Yeah, you know, so weather is one of those things that kids are absolutely fascinated by, especially extreme weather. And here in the U.S., you know, especially with climate change happening, we're having more and more extreme weather. So kids want to know exactly what these type of weather phenomena look like, what the different terminology means, you know, what is an EF1 versus an EF5. And so we break down all those things for kids. And you would be amazed when kids are interested in a subject. They really, really, really want the nitty-gritty details. And so that's how you, you know, inspire kids to become future, you know, meteorologists or future scientists is by sparking their you know, imagination and their sense of wonder at a young age.
Becky Baines joining me, Vice President and Editorial Director for the National Geographic Kids book, which is out, the Almanac 2021. Which is more difficult, to find enough items around the world to fill a publication like this, or knowing when to stop looking?
I mean, it's definitely not hard to find enough items to fill, you know, a book like this. We publish up to 100 titles a year at National Geographic Kids, and all of our titles, you know, not all of them, I would say 90% of the books that we do are nonfiction, and they focus on this cool world information. And so the reason that we're able to produce that much content is because there is just so much amazing information about the world out there, and kids are really, really hungry for it. And so what is really difficult is knowing when to stop. You know, sometimes less is more. Sometimes you can kind of go a little too deep into a subject. So we really have to kind of show restraint, and that's where a good editor comes in, especially when you're on the writing side of it. Authors can get really, really down into the details sometimes, and we have to, you know, kind of take a step back and come at it from a top-level perspective, especially for, you know, the sake of understanding from a kid's point of view.
I have such high respect for National Geographic, and have for years, because number one, they do it with style and class and quality. Plus, they take us to places that we have never heard of before. For example, there was a mountaintop in Mozambique that has a hidden rainforest tucked at the top, and new species of animals have been found. Only in National Geographic would I be able to dig that out. And I do see, too, that there is a reoccurring commitment to recycling. You have that come up several times. So you instill in young people the importance of staying green.
Yeah, you know, kids are really kind of, there's this renewed spirit around, this renewed energy around going green for kids because they see the problems that kind of plague our planet, and they want to feel empowered to do something about it. So we have what we call an Almanac Challenge every year. And we encourage kids to brainstorm ideas around one particular cause every year. And so this year, our Almanac Challenge is the Planet versus Plastic Initiative, where we're asking kids to submit their kind of creative storytelling ideas for how they've eliminated single-use plastics within their own home, which is, you know, anything from straws to balloons and stuff like that. And then every year we choose a winner, and that winner is featured in the following year's almanac. So this is something that kids really care about, kind of more so than the generation before them. And this is a way that we can really empower them to put on their kind of creative thinking caps and think of solutions.
You were kind enough to send me a copy, but how can our listeners get a copy of the National Geographic Kids Almanac 2021?
You can check out our website, which is kids.nationalgeographic.com, for information on books this book and all the other books we do. It's also available on shopdisney.com or wherever books are sold.
And by the way, that rooftop pool I mentioned at the beginning, it's in London. It's the world's first infinity pool, 360-degree view, high atop a 55-story luxury hotel in the British capital. And there's a rendering of the infinity London planned rooftop pool that is just the coolest. Page 17, by the way. Becky, thank you very much. I'm out of time here. Appreciate it. And hopefully we can talk again about the Almanac 2022.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Vice President and Editorial Director, National Geographic Kids Books, Becky Baines, joining me today on Lincoln Live.